This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
State Senator Kathleen Vinehout is what political insiders call a policy wonk. She's an expert on the nitty-gritty details of laws, especially the state budget. As part of WPR's series on the candidates for governor, Laurel White has this profile of Vinehout, who is hoping to take her policy chops to the governor's office.
When Kathleen Vinehout walked on stage to give a speech at the state Democratic Party convention this year, she was pumping her right fist in the air. She had a huge grin on her face and was singing along to her walk-on song, All Fired Up by Pat Benatar. When she got to the podium, she balled both of her fists, held them to her chest, and raised her chin to the sky, totally reveling in the moment.
Why are we all fired up? It's our time to win!
Vinehout's enthusiasm isn't surprising to those who know her, but it's not usually rock music that gets her going. It's the stuff that not everyone appreciates. Audits, financial reports, and the Wisconsin state budget. The senator started writing and releasing her own versions of the state budget in 2011, after Governor Scott Walker released a budget that cut spending in a number of places, including the UW system. Vinehout says she crunched the numbers and didn't agree with Walker that the cuts were necessary.
That experience, that I kept hearing these stories from the governor that I then knew were absolutely false, and I started to realize that there wasn't anybody else that was really paying attention to the details of the way the budget was constructed and what decisions were made.
She kept writing her own budgets, that first one in 2011, then others in 2013, 2015, and 2017.
I've taken the same money, I've rearranged the priorities, I've shown how to fund what we care about in Wisconsin.
Vinehout says her budgets put people first. They avoid cuts to state programs and fully fund things like senior care and additional aid for rural schools by eliminating some of the governor's tax cuts. Democratic Senator Robert Wirch of Summers says Senate Democrats have come to rely on Vinehout as their own personal budget expert. He says sometimes they need a little help.
And Kathleen is always there with that PhD intellect to dig deeper into issues and give us her opinion.
Aside from her prowess at crunching numbers, Wirch says he appreciates Vinehout's connection to rural Wisconsin.
You know, when deer hunting season starts out, the governor and Paul Ryan go out in the field for a photo op, and then they go home. Kathleen Vinehout gets her deer.
Vinehout is a hunter. And though she checks off the boxes of many liberal policies, she does stray from the party line when it comes to guns. Earlier this year, she was the only Democrat in the state Senate to vote against a plan that would have reinstated Wisconsin's 48-hour waiting period for handgun purchases. Jerry Bonavia is the executive director of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, a gun control group. She says Vinehout's vote was disappointing.
You know, we had the chance with that bill and with several others to actually do a much better job in our state of preventing gun violence and saving lives, and we missed that opportunity.
Vinehout says it would have been dishonest to vote with her fellow Democrats on the bill because she voted to end the waiting period in 2015. Vinehout says her policy positions and her experience make her the candidate Wisconsin Democrats need right now. There's no time for on-the-job training for governor, she says, and she's ready to hit the ground running. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.